What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of On the Porch. I am Vail. Here with me, I have my co-host.
I'm Teve.
And yes, and today we have another special guest with us as usual. We have Miss Coker.
Hey.
All right, now, Miss Coker, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to be here.
All right, that's good. That's good. Now, for the people who don't know, you know, who you are, just tell them a little brief summary, not summary, of what you do here at Warren.
I am a geometry teacher. So I'm in the G hallway. I've got mostly sophomores right now. I started here last year and I taught Algebra 1 and Geometry. So you might have had me as a freshman as well.
Okay, okay. And is there a little, you know, is there a little business that you would like to plug, you know?
Yeah, so I own a business called Parched. It's a smoothie shop. It's really close to Warren. It's about 5 minutes away on Mithoffer and Washington Street.
Okay, okay. T, go ahead and kick us off, man.
All right, so my first question is, how was your upbringing and is it the reason you became a teacher?
Not exactly, actually. So I grew up really close to here. I grew up in New Paltz, but I went to college for architecture at the beginning, actually. Mm-hmm. And then I switched over to math and economics and art, kind of like had a double major and minor there. And then I actually went into consulting for like 4 years before I became a teacher. So I'm kind of old and I became a teacher later in life.
Okay, okay, okay. Yeah. All right, now mine is, if you wasn't teaching geometry / math, what other subject would you teach?
So I've taught art before. I'm really into art as well. I mean, I don't have like an art like major or anything. I have an art minor, so I don't think I could actually teach art, but if
you can, you know, do a little something
for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, quick shout out to Mr. O'Brien too. He told us to go out and, you know, get you. He said you'd be a fine little episode, so you know, here we are. But you go ahead.
All right, second question. What inspired you to, like, do Parched?
So I used to live in L.A., and there were, like, a bunch of smoothie shops over there. There were a bunch of things, like, way more than we have over here right now. But when I moved back here, I saw, like, oh, the east side kind of went downhill from, like, when I used to live here, when I grew up in high school and all that. So not exactly downhill, but there's just, like, less stuff around here. So I was like, what can I do to like bring something over here? What can I don't know. I was trying to think about some sort of business idea. I thought about coffee shop, but I thought, we got Starbucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's no smoothie shops over here at all. Or at least there weren't when I opened my Parched. So
yeah, especially in that little Cherry Plaza area. Yeah. It's a lot of fast food. It's a gym.
Yeah.
It's almost everything right there.
That's true. Yeah, it's a lot of fast food.
All right, my question is, I forgot my question, hold on. I had it just in my head. I hate when this happens.
Yeah, opening Parched is a really good idea because, like, you said, like, we're losing a lot of stuff over here. I thought about the malls. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. we do lose a lot of stuff over here.
Yeah, the mall used to be so nice. I don't know if you guys were alive when it was, but.
Yeah, I witnessed a little bit of it when I was younger.
Really?
Like a year.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, because it had, like, I feel like it had Macy's, JCPenney, Ellis Air, all that stuff, so. It used to be cool.
All right. My question is, okay, I've seen it. How is it, you know, you're balancing, you know, your teaching life with your business life? How hard is it to, you know, balance that? Because I know we have some teachers on here, you know, they do coaching mm-hmm. or they're in some other subject that's like out of school. And mm-hmm. just tell us about that.
So it's kind of difficult to manage both things, especially because I just opened another store too in Greenfield. So I have two stores and then teaching too. But I have a bunch of really good employees. Some of them even go to school here, so it's great. And people are there while I'm not there to take care of things. And if I really have to, I can go during my lunch or during my prep period, like go over there and help out if I have to. So it's not too bad, but I do get home pretty late every day.
Dang. Yeah, I need to get home ASAP. I get done with school, I go home instantly.
Oh, yeah, that's the best.
Man. All right, and you know, Teve, when y'all was doing cross country, you and your teammate had a little, not incident, but y'all was in a...
the scavenger hunt. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Tell the story, okay, bro.
So, O'Brien set up a scavenger hunt for the cross-country boys, and, like, we had a list of a bunch of items we had to go run off and get.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my teammates on my team
mm-hmm.
wanted to go to your store for a parched jar.
Yep.
That was one of the items.
Yeah.
That's not an issue. The issue is that he can't handle it. Like, he can't run down there in an hour and come back.
Oh.
Like he can't do it. So we lost because of him.
Oh no. I was actually there that day that you guys were having that scavenger hunt, but one person made it in and got a jar. But I don't know if he was on your team. No.
was he light skinned with dreads?
He might have been.
Because I don't think he knew the way, because it's not a hard route. It's really like a straight run. But he didn't know. I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay.
He just ended up lost somehow.
He said, I got chased by a wolf.
Gotcha. Maybe it wasn't him then. Maybe.
But my next question is, what were some hobbies you had growing up or have now?
I played tennis in high school. Let's see what else. I like to paint. I don't know. I was really into like academics when I was in school. I don't know. I was kind of a nerd.
A little bit of everything person.
Yeah.
I feel that. All right. My final question, Tifa, I don't know if you have any more that just came to mind, but my final question was, what got you into teaching? You know, I know some people, it's like, you know, it was a certain teacher that got them into it, or, you know, it was just the fun of learning and teaching. Just tell us about that.
So, like I said, I got into it like later in life, I guess. But really, like, I was working another job for like 4 years, and then I started kind of tutoring on the side, like tutoring kids in math. And then I realized that, you know, my original job, you know, your first job out of school, you're probably like, it's not really like your final job. And I realized, you know, it's not like I felt like I wasn't making like the impact that I wanted to make, like as a person in life, you know, just doing something that I didn't really care about. But then after I started tutoring kids, I realized that's a little bit more of what I want to do. Like, at least, you know, there's more direct impact. And I felt like
you're helping someone.
Yes. Yeah, you're helping somebody. And, you know, I felt like I could use my math skills to like really do that too. So
I need the math skills because algebra is getting hard, bro.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting tough.
You in algebra 2?
Algebra 2.
Oh, okay.
They offer tutoring after school.
Man, I'm not doing it, bro.
I think it's Thursdays.
Yeah, Monday and Thursday until 3:45.
I'm not that deep down, but if push comes to shove, I will be there. All right, T, the rest is up to you, man.
Speaking of that, I don't even want to talk about algebra for real. I just thought about how, like, the other day I went to a parent-teacher conference, and we were just talking about, like, how, like, one subject of math, like, it would be so easy. The next one, next topic would be hard, and, like, keep switching back and forth.
Mm-hmm. That's why I took geometry for granted, bro, especially in Mr. O'Brien's class. His class was, like, it was so easy. It just made sense. Maybe just geometry and algebra is just two different subjects, but...
Like, why was it so easy, though? Did he just give you the answers?
They did not give us the answers, but it was the way, you know, he taught it. Because teachers have a way of teaching. Some just, you know, I said this in our podcast with Ms. Winfrey, that she'll be out by the time this is out. You know, some teachers just hand you a packet, you know, give you a book, you know, go crazy.
And others will actually, like, sit you down, like,
and teach you. Yeah. Now, me, I'm kind of a fast learner, if I understand it. So in Mr. O'Brien's class, it was a lot more easier. I don't know how it is with you teaching sophomores, but I know it was just a lot more easier and fluid, especially in geometry where it's just like shapes and not, you know, just mainly numbers. But yeah, it's just, especially UT, I don't know about you either, but it was just way more easier for me.
I don't know. I think it might be hard to teach sophomores.
Yeah, kind of. But I mean, I imagine freshmen is harder.
Not my
sophomores. Freshmen are way harder. Like, trust me.
I know you said you teach sophomores. What all have you taught?
So last year I had freshmen and sophomores, but I had Algebra 1 last year. It was like all freshmen. So.
Man, I did not like my freshman classes. Was not good, bro.
Mine were actually pretty okay. My math class was, at least.
I did not like it. The only class I could say I really liked freshman year was honestly radio, but that was that was just about it. And then Mr. Kashner, he in the room right now. He was just, you know. He was begging me, not begging me, but he was kind of like pushing me to join events, and I was just like, "Yeah, I'll join." It took him a whole year, but you know, we here. All right, Teef, it's all you.
So you had this class as a freshman, bro?
Yeah,
that's not fair at all.
It is fair.
I don't know how I didn't have it, but they said I had to go like some other courses or whatever. I did that, and I had this class sophomore year.
Yeah, they.
So are you guys both seniors?
I'm a junior.
I'm a senior.
Oh, okay, cool.
Do I look like a senior?
Yeah,
I get that a lot.
You got a beard.
I don't have a beard. I have,
that sells it.
I have chin hair and a mustache.
That's a beard.
It's a chin hair, bro.
So what are you going to do next year since you're a senior?
Go to college.
Yeah?
Yes, yeah.
You know which college?
Not yet, for sure.
He's not committed.
I already got accepted to UIndy, but I still got to apply.
He lying. He going to Purdue.
We're not doing this right now.
You're going to Purdue,
no.
Bro. Boiler commit.
Mm-mm.
We respect you, bro.
But I'm not too sure. I'm going to just major in journalism, I'm pretty sure, right now.
Awesome. That's so cool. Are you going to run as well? Are you going to run?
No. Why not, bro? You got to run.
I don't. It depends on how good my 400 get. Because I will run at UIndy if they want me to.
Okay.
But I don't know what I got. I don't know how good I got to be to run at UIndy. So.
You got, like, is it something you can walk on? Or you have to, like, I mean, do you have to be, like, a recruiter, or can you, like, walk on the team?
I don't know, really.
Gotcha.
I'm like, they recruited O'Brien. They had O'Brien not a couple years ago, like a minute ago.
You following in his footsteps.
But, like, I might have to ask him about that. I don't know. It depends.
You got time, bro. You got time.
You got time.
That's
exciting.
It's going to just come, like, snap.
Bro, I was thinking, I was like, bro, you finna graduate. Like, we just sitting and talking. I was like, bro, you finna graduate. Like,
after winter.
Time going to fly, bro, especially now. I don't know about y'all, but I feel like it's been going by
fall
pretty
break was
fast.
Like 3 days.
Yeah, it was.
I feel like the first week of fall break was really long, and then the second week was really short.
Literally, bro. Yeah.
The first week was very long. We still had practice and meets, so it made it longer. Oh, and then, like, after that, no more worries. Just
are you still practicing?
I switched over to track.
Okay.
But the distance kids, like, who run distance for track, they still go with O'Brien. I miss it.
Oh, I saw the, like, TikTok that you guys ran that, like, got, like, 40,000 views.
Y'all blowing up, bro.
The one with, he said that
Andrew. Saying somebody was slow.
Yeah, he was like, who got the worst time? Pointing at Andrew. What's his PR? I don't think he broke 30 yet.
That was funny.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.
No problem. All right, T, go ahead.
And we are out.
Peace.